connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, February the 11th. A little housekeeping to go through here. Longtime friend, haven't heard from her in a while, Downstate Kim. Oh, this is funny. Getting her all fired up about the roads. Stop spending dollars on roundabouts everywhere. And lanes of freeways that you can only drive on when they allow you to. What a waste. Yes, they allow, absolutely. One other thing, Jim Sheboygan, get rid of MDOT, repair the roads to last. Yeah, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Get rid of MDOT being involved in road and bridge repairs in the state of Michigan. They do a lot of other stuff. We don't want any of that to go away. That's fine. They can deal with ports and shipping and all that other garbage, trains. But when it comes to roads and bridges, that needs to be handled by the local county road commissions. County road commissions know where the potholes are. Give them the money. Have a big auction down in Lansing. Take it out to the Lansing Airport, out somewhere in there, off in a corner, bring all of MDOT's equipment, trucks, paving machines, rollers, all of it, and let the county road commissions come and bid on the equipment. Give them so much money for purchasing the equipment. Let the counties buy the equipment. Let the counties hire the people locally to work on the road commission and let them run that equipment in their own counties. Get some competition. Award the best county roads and bridges in the state of Michigan every year. Give them some kudos for their hard work, the best use of funds. Let's get these county road commissioners and their directors motivated to win that award. Competition is good. When you have competition, you get things done quicker, faster, better, for less money. When there's no competition, you got this stupid bureaucratic agency down in Lansing. And nothing, I say this every time I do this story, every time I talk about this, nothing ticks me off more than going by an MDOT road project. MDOT trucks, not local county road commission trucks, the MDOT trucks. Four, five, six of them parked on the side of the road. Somebody is digging a hole or doing something down underground with a connection for whether it's city water, sewer, whatever it is, under the road to do some repairs. Five, six guys standing up above ground, smoking cigarettes, watching one or two guys do all the work. They are so management top heavy, it is not even funny. These managers at MDOT, hundreds of them, $100,000 a year, $120,000 a year, $150,000 a year plus benefits. It's just ridiculous. Well, down in Grand Rapids, 2026 gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan, flat out, full bore Democrat didn't want to compete in the Democratic primary. So he decided to run as an independent. Well, how many of you guys think this plan has merit? Said Duggan, asking the question of the audience after he wrapped up a 90-minute presentation with questions and answers about his education plan. The independent made his pitch to this crowd of about 100 Duggan curious individuals. Based on the preliminary feedback, he had to have felt pretty good. If it didn't, the response to his last question must have. When asking how many of you think these plans have merit, almost every hand in the crowd shot up. Some even applauded. Duggan said, think about what we didn't say here today. Nobody said the word Donald Trump, right? Nobody got mad at each other over these issues, this particular issue of education. We're simply talking about solving our children's education. This is why I'm running as an independent. Most people in Michigan want to have this conversation. Well, this evening's conversation was on the second floor of the downtown market in Grand Rapids, and is the latest stop in an aggressive schedule by the former Detroit mayor. He's doing 3 to 6 events in a span of 5 to 6 days a week. Nearly all of them are private event groups or small groups. The public event was on a larger side and had an equal mix of both men and women who were invited. Also, lots of diversity. It ran from 5 to 7 p.m. The attendees had even pre-printed name tags because they had pre-registered to attend the event. Veggie spring rolls, fruit cups, cheese, crackers, bottled water, and cans of Coke were available to anybody who wanted them. However, very few people partook. There was, though, they were there to see the man of the hour, this independent gubernatorial candidate who spent the first half of an hour working the crowd, shaking hands, getting pictures taken, trying to greet as many people as possible that showed up for the event. Volunteers were at tables collecting signatures for his nominating petitions. The story says he needs at least 12,000 to make the ballot. Nope, not accurate. He needs at least 15,000. He can turn in up to 30,000, but he needs 15,000. So your reporter doesn't know what they're talking about. Duggan hopped up on the stage about 5:30, and he went to war with the overhead projector that was showing his PowerPoint presentation. The venue staff quickly came and got him on the same page with his presentation. For some in the room, Duggan's education plan was a rehash. 7 main points. Number one, $1.3 billion in school aid fund that funds the general fund would be completely phased out over 5 years. Why 5 years? Because he needs to get reelected. If he gets elected in November, folks, he'll only be governor for 4 years. So he's very strategically planned all this to take at least 5 years to accomplish. Transition kindergarten through 12th grade funding to a fully weighted formula. So schools that are at risk, also English learners, career and tech education, and rural district learners would get more funding. those would be the way he would look at where the money needs to go. Rural learners would get more. Well, that's basically all of Northern Michigan. Suspend legislative pay if a K through 12 school budget isn't passed by July 1st. I like that. Create a Marshall Plan for early learning. Create an A to F grading system to show school measurement system with input from educators. Drop the $200 million into a revamped CTE system. Career technical education, vocational type training. Immediately put $200 million into it. Also, create an office of school performance to crack down on administrators whose school buildings aren't improving. Duggan went through each point in depth before getting into the questions and comments. Well, one of those attendees was Kent ISD Superintendent Ron Gorman. He told Duggan he liked the idea of giving schools a choice, but wanted three ADF school measurement options. On the accountability piece, Gorman said, I'm not worried about losing my job. So Duggan immediately came back. So you actually like the plan? Gorman responded, yeah, I do like it. Well, getting direct, immediate feedback from an educator is what he was looking for. Additionally, Duggan then asked other people for comments. Grand Haven School Board member Heather Hagiris started her comments by telling Duggan she liked that he was listening and learning approach. However, she's not satisfied with getting $1.3 billion back into the school fund after years of going to fund universities and colleges. I want my money back with interest. Interesting statement. Let's get the money back to the K through 12 programs, take it away from the universities and the colleges. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're going to wrap up this story here. This is kind of interesting because at this event, Mike Duggan was simply, quote, having a conversation, a listening tour with those that were invited to attend this private event. 100 people, somewhat curious about Duggan. A few of them actually involved in education. Turnell Hills, who sits on a local private school board, said, I think he's bringing a real human aspect to this, separating the politics from all of it. He talked earlier about how it's hard for anything to get done because a lot of times the candidates spend their time bad talking to each other. So when it comes time to get the work done, nothing actually gets done. I appreciate him understanding that early on and stepping up. Well, Duggan fielded some reporter questions after it was over. How does he plan to cut the $1.3 billion out of the general fund? What does he think about Trump threatening to hold up the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge? What does he think of the federal scholarship tax credit? How will the rest of the state trust him in education when Detroit schools are among the worst in Michigan? Well, he answered all of them. He continued to press some more flesh and posed for pictures with some. Then the event was over and he left, allowing his staff to continue staying back, collecting signatures for anybody that would sign his nominating petition. Well, it's kind of interesting because he's doing these events, these forums, these, quote, listening tours all over the state of Michigan. And he's doing quite a few of them, basically trying to get 3 to 4 or 5 of these done every single week. And he, folks, Mike Duggan, as independent candidate, isn't even on the ballot for the August 4th party politics primary. A primary election in August, he's not going to be on the ballot. By running as an independent, he just will end up, if he collects enough signatures, to get it on the ballot in November. Oh, and you know what? I stand corrected. I just thought of something. When they said he only needed 12,000 signatures, that's because he's an independent. Aha! That's right. Party candidates Republicans, Democrats have to turn in 15,000 valid signatures. Independents only have to turn in 12,000. I stand corrected. I just remembered that. So that makes the lift of getting enough signatures to qualify on the ballot easier. And I believe he has longer time to turn them in. Republicans, Democrats have to turn theirs in by April 21st. I think the independents have until July. Very, very interesting. Smart strategy. Well, two big things I have against them. He supports ranked choice voting. As governor, he would push Secretary of State, the legislature, to put it on the ballot. Not interested in ranked choice voting in any way, shape, or form. I'm so happy that they did not collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot. Most people don't even know what it is. Well, it's a communist method of elections. Alaska tried it, got rid of it after 4 years. Yeah, don't want it in any way, shape, or form. Mayor of New York City, Madani, that's what they use in New York City, ranked choice voting. A horrible election process. You can't audit it, and there's no way you're going to get your results the night of the election. Just a horrible, horrible system. Well, ask Mike Duggan if you ever see him at any of these events that you should happen to get a chance to come to. Do you support rank, R-A-N-K, rank choice voting? Yes or no? If he's honest, he'll come right out and tell you, yes. Yes, I do. Well, then you're a no for me, buddy. And honestly, why didn't he challenge Jocelyn Benson? He's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. Why did he cop out of challenging her, running against her in the August 4th Democratic primary? Why? Because he couldn't beat her. That's my opinion. Why he chose to go independent. Well, we'll continue to follow him and these stories. If I hear of any events coming up in our area, I'll let you guys know. Somebody go there and ask him point blank, do you support ranked choice voting? Report back to me and let me know what he says. I believe he does. He's made statements to that. Actually, he was part of the petition drive. But it failed. Final hour of today's show, top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older.